From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama took some tough questions today at a town hall meeting in India. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama was challenged over U.S. support for neighboring Pakistan.
President Obama acknowledged the longstanding tensions between India and Pakistan, but he defended America's effort to work with the Pakistani government in battling extremists within that country. At a town hall meeting with Indian college students, Mr. Obama said a more stable and prosperous Pakistan would benefit the surrounding neighborhood.
It may be surprising to some of you to hear me say this, but I am absolutely convinced that the country that has the biggest stake in Pakistan's success is India.
Mr. Obama pledged the U.S. would be a partner in trying to build trust between India and Pakistan. But he added America can't impose that. Ultimately, he said, it's up to the two countries. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Mumbai.
One of President Obama's major missions on his trip to India is to seal big-ticket business deals for American businesses and in so doing create more U.S. jobs. Mr. Obama says the U.S. is not making progress on unemployment quickly enough and he would take some mid-course correction after the elections. China's premier Hu Jintao has been on a similar mission in France, where he's wrapped up a three-day visit this weekend, working out a number of trade contracts worth billions of dollars. Eleanor Beardsley in Paris reports that French President Nicolas Sarkozy did not press the Chinese premier on human rights or currency issues.
Sarkozy said world leaders should avoid playing the blame game in discussions about how currencies, such as China's undervalued yuan, are affecting global trade. France will host the G20 talks in 2011, and Sarkozy is eager to have China's cooperation and support. So he rolled out the red carpet for Premier Hu Jintao over the last 3 days. Human rights groups have accused Sarkozy of ignoring the issue. The group Reporters Without Borders demonstrated twice in Paris, but protesters were quickly dispersed by police. Sarkozy says he did bring up the issue of human rights during a private meeting between the two leaders at a Mediterranean villa in the city of Nice. But the head of Reporters Without Borders said it was one thing to roll out the red carpet and another to act as a doormat. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Japan says it would begin talking with other countries about a trans-Pacific free trade deal, but stopped short on Saturday of pledging to formally join negotiations. Business leaders have been urging Prime Minister Naoto Kan to say he'll join the partnership talks. They warned Japanese goods could lose their competitiveness if their leaders don't take part in the pact. The people of Myanmar are voting for the first time in 20 years, but President Obama says it's anything but free and fair. The election has been widely criticized as being rigged in favor of two parties backed by the military. Hundreds of pro-democracy candidates, including Aung San Suu Kyi, are under arrest. This is NPR. Hurricane Tomas is expected to head on an east-northeasterly path today after brushing the tip of Haiti. 8 people were killed in flooding on the island nation, but forecasters say it could have been much worse. Steve McAndrew, the earthquake relief coordinator for the American Red Cross in Haiti, says the storm did not dump all that much rain on the country. Tropical storms have been known to kill thousands in Haiti. Tomas is weakening as it moves further out to sea. A new analysis shows outside money groups reported spending $280 million in the midterm elections. NPR's Peter Overby reports that more than twice as much as similar groups spent in the 2008 congressional races.
The nonpartisan Campaign Finance Institute says that despite the prodigious spending, the outside money groups had limited impact. That's because so many other factors were in play this year. The Institute's director, Michael Malbin, said they may have more clout in the 2012 elections, commensurate with their spending. The top 5 spenders identified by the Institute were 3 pro-Republican organizations, trailed significantly by 2 pro-Democratic unions. Among those top 5, the conservative groups reported spending $95.5 million. That's 4 times as much as the unions. The conservative total is known to include corporate money, but virtually none of the donors were disclosed. And there's still more activity by outside groups that isn't being reported at all. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Apple says its iPhone users might have some trouble waking up on time with their phone alarms. The company says on its website today that repeating alarms set on iPhones might not go off on time because they don't recognize the end of daylight saving time. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, in Washington.